Good morning, I'm Deirdre, and so this morning I will talk to you about the changing American plate. So just to give you a little background, some of the things that we do know is that nutrition plays a critical role in health. The problem that I would like to highlight is obesity, and I'm going to talk a little bit about childhood obesity and about obesity in adults. With childhood obesity, about 17% of children 2 to 19 years old are obese, and that is 12.5 million children. 1 in 7 low-income and preschool-age children are obese. Now, when we look at obesity in adults, about a third of U.S. adults are obese. And no state has met the Healthy People 2010 goal to lower obesity prevalence to 15%. And what we do know is that 12 of the states have rates greater than 30%. So I would say that obesity is a big problem. When you look at the obesity rates by different groups of people, about 44.1% of non-Hispanic blacks are obese, followed by Mexican Americans who have an obesity rate of 39.3%. And then all Hispanics with 37.9% and 32.6% and non-Hispanic whites. So one of the things that we do know is that the benefits of consuming a healthy diet are plentiful. Some of those include lower risk of chronic disease. Some of those chronic disease are cardiovascular disease, hypertension, diabetes. But that also when you consume a healthy diet, that there's an increase in many vital nutrients. And so this is very important. So as I go through, I will highlight how the American diet has changed. So the objective is to present selected dietary patterns and food and nutrient intake of Americans, and also to identify some of these differences by gender, age, and race ethnicity. And I know that many of you are public health professionals, and so this information is probably going to be very helpful to you because it gives you a snapshot of how individuals are eating, and it looks at it from through the lens of gender, age, race, ethnicity. It gives you more information to tailor some of your public health programs as you're out in your communities. And so I will describe these selected changes over the past 30 years. And so in looking at this, I will look at the 1977 to 78 Nationwide Food Consumption Survey, and then I'll look at the 94 to 98 Continuing Survey of Food Intakes by Individuals, and then the last set of data will come from the 07-08 What We Eat in America NHANES data. The first thing that I want to look at is fruits and vegetables. I know for many of us, this is an area, it was amazing to me to look at the data, and you would think, I always, working in communities, I know it's bad. And I'll give you a little information about myself. I moved to Maryland about 7 years ago, and I lived in Columbia, Maryland. And I had probably about 5 grocery stores within a 5-mile radius of me. Well, when it came time for me to purchase a home, what was in my price range was in Baltimore City. And so I moved to Baltimore City, and I was amazed. I said, me, I study food deserts and food environment, and I have moved to a food desert. Well, this information is very interesting to me because living in Baltimore City, I was amazed that there was one grocery store close to me. And so as I began to look at the food environment, I was like, wow, I'm having problems getting fruits and vegetables. But I, who had a government job and had a car, I had the means to get to fruits and vegetables. So when I looked at this data, it's not surprising to me considering where I live. But as I look at this data, I'm going to give you some information on the change in daily numbers of reports of fruits and vegetables. So what we see is from 1977-78 to 07-08, the amount of fruits have remained constant. But when we look at vegetables, Americans are actually consuming less fruits and vegetables than they did in 77-78. So going from about 1.8 serving to 1 serving. When we look at fruits and vegetables combined, it goes from about 2.6 servings to 1.9 servings. So I always like to show how things are changing over time. So when we look at this, this categorizes fruits and vegetable intake. And in the red, you'll see it's those that get none. But it breaks it down by 1, 2, 3 to 4, or 5 plus. So this shows us how many Americans are consuming no fruits and vegetables. Now, what I do want to say about this information is when you look at our data, you can capture fruits and vegetables in one of two ways. You can capture fruits and vegetables in foods, meaning in dishes and mixed dishes. So if I had a vegetable lasagna, I could tell you that there were vegetables in that lasagna. This data is just looking at the conscious effort to choose a fruit or a vegetable, meaning that I wake up in the morning and I get an apple. This is what this information is capturing. So it means that in 07-08, 25% of Americans are not making a conscious decision to choose a fruit or vegetable. They are having no fruits or vegetables. So then we look at the change in percent reporting fruits and vegetables. For these are individuals that are consuming 5 or more fruits and vegetables. Conscious decision to choose a fruit or vegetable. So when we look at the data, in 1977 to 78, it was 15%. By 94, 98, it was 8%, and that has remained steady because in 2007, 2008, only 8% of Americans are consuming more than 5 fruits or vegetables, and that's making a conscious decision to choose a fruit or vegetable. Now, what I also wanted to do is I wanted to compare the mean number of reports of vegetables across race ethnicity groups. So when you look at this data, you have the non-Hispanic whites, which are the dark green, the non-Hispanic blacks in the middle, and Hispanics to the right. There is a significant difference between non-Hispanic whites and Hispanics, and also between non-Hispanic blacks and Hispanics when comparing the mean number of reports of vegetables across a race ethnic group. Next, I want to shift to the change in energy intakes. When we look at the change in energy intakes, what we see is that across 1977 to 78 and 2008, when we look across that 30-year period, this is looking at all individuals 2 years and older, and then also males 20 years and older, and females 20 years and older. What we do see is that across the years, Americans are consuming approximately about 200 more calories. So I always look at that and I say, well, they're only consuming 200 more calories, but the obesity rate is just going at such a warp speed. So I'll talk a little bit more about this as I go on. So when we look at the change in energy sources, this looks at the percent contribution from macronutrients. So one of the things that I would like to say is that there is good news, that a lot of the public health messaging is reaching individuals, because when we look at fat intake, we see that over the 30-year period, fat intake has decreased. So it's gone from 40% down to 33%, and that has remained constant. But we also see that some of those other energy nutrients, protein has decreased slightly, but we see that carbohydrate intake has increased. And this looks at the intake in grams of the same, and we see the same trends as before. When we look at the percent, we see that same trend in grams. So when we compare the mean daily intake of energy by race, ethnicity within age groups, we see that the only significant differences are between non-Hispanic whites and non-Hispanic blacks, and also that difference is seen in non-Hispanic whites and Hispanics, where the non-Hispanic whites are consuming more than both of the other race ethnicity demographic. When we compare the mean daily intake of total fat by race ethnicity within these same age groups, we see that there's a significant difference in 60 year and older between non-Hispanic whites and Hispanics, and that we see this in 60 year and older also in females between non-Hispanic whites and non-Hispanic blacks, and also non-Hispanic whites and Hispanics. The next thing that I would like to talk about is there are two things that I chose, which one of them is pizza. So it looks at the mean daily amount of pizza per reporter. And basically, this means it's not per report, but it's per reporter, that person reporting pizza. What we do know is that, and this, and just to give you a little bit information, a medium slice of pizza is 176 grams. Now, when we look at 77 to 78 data, 4% of Americans reported consuming pizza. This is actually tripled because now in 07-08, about 12% of the population reports consuming pizza. And when we look at the amount of pizza, it has also increased. So where it was close to a medium slice in 77-78 with 170 grams, it's now at 233 grams. In 07-08. So more people are consuming, and they're consuming more larger portions. When we look at the mean daily amount of soft drinks per reporter, this information is based on one cup amount, which is approximately 250 grams. In 77-78, about 34% of Americans reported consuming a soft drink. That has changed because in 07-08, we see that 51% of Americans are reporting a soft drink on any given day. And the amount has gone up. So when you look at 77-78, it's about 440 grams. And then in 07-08, it's 706 grams. And that's a little less than three cups of soda. It's interesting, I purchased a soda. I drink soda every now and then. But I was amazed that it was now a 24-ounce soda. And I kept looking at the bottle, and I'm like, man, that looks bigger than the one I bought, you know, last month, because I do one a month. And last month, it was 20 ounces, and it had... My coworkers are looking at me like, yeah, right. It was 24 ounces. And so when you look at that, you know, that's actually a large amount of soda. And Rhonda is going to talk a lot more about beverages. So in my conclusions, the one thing that I do want to highlight is that the intake of calories have increased almost 200 calories. And this increase is driven primarily by carbohydrates, and that Americans are consuming more soft drinks and pizza. The thing that I want to highlight is that fewer Americans are consuming fruits and vegetables. In 07-08, only one out of four Americans reported no fruit or vegetable on a given day, which, remember, I said that was a conscious decision to choose a fruit or vegetable. These data actually give us a reference of where we should focus public health interventions. One of the things that I would like to say is that I don't believe that public health messaging has fallen on deaf ears, because we have seen a decrease in the amount of fat that's being consumed. But what I would like to say is that in my experience, when looking at the fruit and vegetable intake, that one of the things that is probably very important is that maybe Americans don't have access to fresh fruits and vegetables. And I can be a testament of that because of the environment in which I live. So as you go out as public health professionals, I think one of the most important things is not only to give the message of increasing fruits and vegetables, but to also give information on how do you actually access those fruits and vegetables. And so I just want to thank you.